I'd like to get back to the shiloh we discussed in the last year. There was a builder who was building new construction homes, and he was requiring that the buyers, when they go under contract, which was pre-construction, they put down a 10% deposit, and the builder would have the right to use the money for building expenses. And the issue was, there is an iser derabanan for a buyer to prepay for a purchase and receive a benefit. It is forbidden for a seller to offer a discount, or even just to guarantee and lock into a price that if the value of the item were to increase at the time of delivery, they would still be locked into the original price, because we would consider this a benefit that the seller is offering the buyer for the prepayment. There are three atayim, and I would like to elaborate a little bit more on them and see if they apply in our scenario. The first heter is what's known as yeshli, which means that the seller has the item in stock. The second heter is what's known as yatza shar, which means the item is readily available in the marketplace. And the third heter is what's known as ein shemasa yidua, which means that the value of the item is hard to determine, or it's an item that does not have a clear value, as different people would pay different amounts for that specific item. With regard to the heter of yeshli, since the purchase was for a new construction house, the house did not yet exist, and seemingly the heter of yeshli would not apply. There was a possible way to create the heter of yeshli. The seller owned the land, and the land is obviously included in the sale. The land was also worth more than the 10% deposit. So if we would stipulate that the 10% deposit is going towards the sale of the land, since the land is yeshli, there would not be an issur for prepaying. However, it wasn't so practical to start planning out the contract, as the contract clearly said that the money was being used for building expenses for the house. The heter of yatza shar would clearly not apply here, as there is no marketplace for new construction homes. With regard to the third heter of ein shemasa yidua, generally real estate falls under this category, as there are many factors that determine the value of real estate. This case was unique, that the builder planned on releasing a second phase of houses when the first phase was completed, and a lot of the houses were the identical model and the same lot size, and therefore it was possible that at the time that the original buyers were receiving their houses, identical homes would be put on the market for a higher value, and therefore the heter of ein shemasa yidua would not apply. However, there were rabbanim who held that it was possible that the heter did apply, because one of the factors that determines the value of real estate is the neighborhood, the people living there. In this specific situation, it was in an area where there had not been any from people who moved in yet. Naturally, after the first group of people moved in, other people began looking into this area, which raised the value of the houses. So although the second phase had identical houses and lot size, but it was still incomparable because it was now a neighborhood which had frum people living there, as opposed to the first round where there were no frum people living in the neighborhood, so we would not be able to consider the houses as being identical. There is another heter, and this comes from a marsham in Mishpat Shalom, Simon Reish Tes, Sifkan Chafei, that when the buyer is only prepaying a small percentage of the price, and is giving it as a deposit so that the seller knows the buyer is locked in, and he's protected, that the buyer won't walk away. Since the intention of the seller is not to have capital to spend, rather it's merely to lock into the buyer, we would not consider that the buyer is lending the seller money and the issur of prepaying would not apply. How much exactly is considered a deposit? There is no exact number, but it depends on the standard deposit amount in that specific industry. In our case, the seller was asking for a 10% deposit. A 10% deposit is something which is pretty standard, and the question was, would the heter of marsham apply? However, most poskim held do not apply, because nowadays, the majority of the time, the deposit money is put into an escrow account, which means the seller does not have the ability to use it. And the escrow account accomplishes the same result, that the seller is protected, that the buyer won't back out. And therefore, if a particular seller is insisting that he should have the ability to use the money, he's clearly showing that he's requiring the prepayment not just to lock into the buyer, rather he's also in need of the funds, that's why he's demanding the right to use it. And therefore, we would consider this prepayment to be a loan and not just a deposit to protect the seller. Ultimately, the main heter was from Erish Kailer, Bialovin Shlita, that the reason why it's also to guarantee a price is because we consider that the seller is giving that benefit to the buyer because of the prepayment. If it would be clear that the seller would be guaranteeing the price regardless of having the right to use the money, then it would be clear that the guaranteeing is not being done because of the prepayment, and it wouldn't be considered ribis on a loan. Now, when it comes to new construction houses, many times the seller needs to know that he has a buyer locked in order for him to be comfortable putting his own money in, or to make it easier for him to obtain financing from somebody else. And therefore, a seller needs a buyer to be locked in. Now, no buyer is going to lock into buying a home unless he knows the price. And for that reason, a seller has to lock into a price, as is clearly the case with other sellers who put the money in escrow, who still guarantee the price for this reason. And therefore, since it's clear that the seller would be guaranteeing the price even without the buyer giving him the ability to spend the deposit money, the guarantee is not being given as a benefit for prepaying. Rather, it's something the seller simply has to do for the efficiency of his business. Additionally, the seller was also incorporated. So essentially, you're lending money to a corporation, which according to the Igros Moshe, there is no Issur Ribis, especially when we're only discussing a question of Ribis Derabanan, as Ribis in sales is a Shiloh of Ribis Derabanan, not Ribis Deraisa. So you would have the Heter of the Igros Moshe as well. And for that reason, it was decided that there was no Ribis problem in this scenario. I would just like to briefly go through a couple of differences between the Issur Ribis of guaranteeing a price versus actually giving a discount. First of all, the heter of Yotze Hashar, of the item being readily available in the marketplace, is only a heter to guarantee a price, but it would not allow a seller to give a discount. A second difference is, with regard to the heter of Yeshloi, that to have the heter to guarantee a price, even if the item is not 100% completed, but it's within one or two steps to completion, that would be considered Yeshloi with regard to the Isser of guaranteeing a price. However, in order for it to be considered Yeshloi, to be permitted to give a discount, according to many Paiskim, it has to be 100% complete. And a final difference is, what happens if the seller does not have the item in stock, but he already put in an order for this item from his supplier, and he already paid the supplier? And essentially, the supplier owes the item to the seller. So with regard to guaranteeing a price, according to some Paiskim, that would be considered Yeshloi. But in order to be considered Yeshloi, to offer a discount, the item has to be actually in stock, and being owed to the seller would not be enough.